This is KNKX News. It happened early this morning. Police in Seattle clearing out protesters and tearing down their campsites in the protest zone in the Capitol Hill neighborhood. Officers used their bicycles to herd dozens of protesters so the police could carry out an order from Mayor Jenny Durkan, imposed after two fatal shootings at the site in less than 2 weeks. At a news conference this afternoon, Durkan said she had to act.
From conversations over the weekend, it was clear that many individuals would not leave, and that the impacts to the community could not be reduced and public safety could not be improved until they did leave.
Hundreds of officers, including some from Bellevue and the State Patrol, made more than 36 arrests during the sweep. Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best says damage to the Capitol Hill neighborhood is, quote, devastating after protesters occupied the area for weeks. Best says she saw graffiti, garbage, and damage to the concrete.
As we walked around the neighborhood, many people were coming out of their apartments and homes and thanking the officers profusely for being there, for helping to clean out the area. So we don't even know how much trauma people were experiencing.
Best says she wants officers to move back into the building to reduce call response times to the area. She says SPD officers are assessing the damage to the East Precinct building. Durkan, meanwhile, says she plans to meet with the families of the two people who died. The CHOP was set up following the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. As the clear out happened, protesters continued chanting the names of black men killed by police. A protester named Malcolm, who declined to give his last name, was there as police removed tents in Cal Anderson Park. He said demonstrators would regroup.
The leadership getting together, talking, discussing about what transpired today, and then trying to figure out a new space to occupy.
Michael Murray was also in the CHOP zone this morning. He grew up in the neighborhood and has been coming to the protest site since the beginning as an observer. He welcomed the cleanup because of the recent shooting deaths that have happened, and he says the message of the protesters has gotten lost.
I really feel bad for the people that have to work and live up around here because it's been a tough situation for them.
But as someone who protested during the civil rights movement, Murray says he does believe that this new wave of demonstrations here and nationwide will lead to reforms within police departments.
I do think that there's going to be some good stuff that's going to come out of here, and I hope that when the police do move back into the precinct, that they really understand that black lives do matter. And maybe when the police understand that, then maybe people will start to say that even blue lives matter.
Protesters had said they would not leave until their demands were met, including defunding the Seattle Police Department by 50% and using the money to fund black communities. After police dispersed the protesters, heavy equipment was brought in to remove the concrete barriers that had been set up to block roads. The city faces a lawsuit from some local business owners claiming that officials abandoned the area and made it impossible to run businesses because there was no police or fire protection.